32 runs, I think, by running backs yesterday, not one of them for losses. Is that what you mean when you talk about efficiency in your run game?
No, efficiency has to do with yards to go and how you do it. I mean, and how you do in those runs. I mean, to make it real simple, you know, a gain of 8 on 3rd and 10 is not an efficient run. On first down, it's a very efficient run. So it's, I don't want to say it's complicated, but I'd rather not get into all the different things. But we were close to 60% efficient. And honestly, our last two rushes were efficient too, because they did exactly what they're supposed to do, is burn the remaining points of the clock, even though they're lost yardage runs technically on the stat sheet. Thought we got good contributions out of run game, not just from Mikkel in the first half, but Joik, and particularly in that last drive. I think we only got the one third down in that. We were 100% efficient in that drive, and took not only a lot of time off the clock, but went and scored a touchdown.
What's a good efficiency in your mind going into a game?
Whatever it takes to win the game. Honestly, whatever it takes to win the game. I mean, we try not. We don't go into it thinking, you know, hey, look, we need to rush for this many, or you know, or pass for this many, or whatever. We need to score enough points to win the game. However we do that, it's great. I mean, if we're 100% run efficient and we don't win the game, wasn't good enough, you know. So I think you sort of look at it that way. Yeah, I mean, he's no worse for wear. You know, he toughed it out in the game and made a big contribution in the game, obviously.
You said when he left, after the game, you said when he left with Detroit, he wasn't sure if he could play on Sunday, he'd be able to play. Going forward, how concerned are you, if you are at all, about his availability on a game-to-game basis?
How does, you know, continue to stress an injury? Yeah, I mean, I think that you know, it's life in the NFL. There's going to be a lot of, I mean, we're in the middle of an NFL season. Everybody's going to be dealing with something like that. But the things that he's had, eventually, you know, will be put to bed. The only thing is, you can't anticipate what else is coming up. And I think every player is going to have to deal with, you know, injuries over the course of the season. You know, Calvin's no different than any of his other guys. No, you know, we tried to get him out on some. You know, if he ran deep on one play, we sort of pulled him out on another, and then you know, we kept him most of that last drive. He wasn't in there. We were just running the ball just about every down, and then also late in the game took him off the hands team. You know, just to try to, you know, limit, not, you know, it was three scores with 50 seconds left or something like that. There's no sense of exposing him to another hit if at all preventable. Yeah, as he's given our run game an incredible boost. The offensive line has blocked very well, and he's a big part of that. Our tight ends blocked very well in this game, and our running backs ran well. I think we've seen a, you know, probably the most consistent and most productive run game since I've been here. And a lot of it has to do with attitude up front, and Raleigh's a big part of that. He's, you know, he's contributed in a lot of different ways. Mainly because he's a good player, but particularly the edge. You know, this game they were trying to clog up the middle, and we had to bounce it outside or cut it back, and it's hard to do without an edge blocker, and Raleigh's made a big difference for us there, in addition to his pass blocking. You know, we're not just one-dimensional when he goes on the field. It's not always a run. He can protect up, and we have ability to take shots down the field. Yeah, I mean, it has been, but it hasn't been drastic. He's played at a high level from the very beginning. But we've sort of expanded his role within that package, so he's doing more. He's doing it about the same, you know, the same level, but he's doing more.
Talked a lot at the beginning of the season about those explosive runs. You still don't have one over 20 yards. How important is that going forward? What's missing to get that big run?
Well, we always want to get explosive plays. There's a high correlation between scoring and explosive plays, whether it's a run or a pass. You know, I think that in this game in particular, you know, not in particular, but similar to what we've seen a lot this year, you see people playing off, trying to limit plays and trying to keep stuff in front of them. when that's the case, you might not break long runs. A lot of long runs are broke when it's a lot of guys at the line of scrimmage, and you know, you get one crease and all of a sudden you're gone. I thought we had one possibility, and Joik lost his feet. But you know, we rushed for over 150 yards. You know, I think that you know, we 35 minutes of you know, ball control, and had four rushing touchdowns. I think that sort of overrides. You know, we just a little different way. You want to have explosives, but we also had three drives of over 80 yards, and our run game was productive for us, sir.
Thank you.